Dave and Darren in the morning. This is Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities' real alternative radio Thursday mornings. Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader joins us to tell us what's going on at the movies. We've got a huge one today.
We'll get into that. Hey, gents.
Let's talk about what you saw since the last time we got a chance to hang out, Mike Schultz.
But no Batman.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
It opens tonight.
They did previews on Tuesday or something, didn't they?
Yeah, I saw where a couple of friends of mine were saying that they saw it on Tuesday night.
Okay, yeah.
Are we getting conflicting reports about it?
No,
everyone's saying it's good.
That's what I'm seeing too.
Everything I've read says it's good. It's also 3 hours long.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a lot of movie. That's a lot of movie.
But if it's 3 hours long, this is the thing that I've read in a lot of reviews. And I guess I shouldn't be throwing this out there because Mike has yet to see the movie, but Do you ever read reviews of things before you see them, or do you try to avoid those?
Only if they're kind of obscure movies.
Okay.
If it's something I know won't get here for a few weeks, then I'm like, well, maybe it won't get here at all, so let's learn about it. But aside from that, no, I generally hold off.
I've read more than a few reviews that say the 3 hours flies by.
Okay.
That it doesn't feel like a three-hour movie.
And that's great.
And yet someone named Batman doesn't fly.
There is that.
The irony.
What do bats do?
He doesn't eat mosquitoes either.
Most of the time.
Well, he does fly, though.
Does he glide?
He glides.
He glides.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I know he glides at least once in this movie.
Okay. So there is some gliding.
Yeah. Maybe he'll hang upside down.
Let's talk about what you've seen rather than we'll get into. Just two movies. And the one that I mentioned our audience is most interested in is the Foo Fighters movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was so close to being really good.
Oh, yeah.
It was close. I mean, in a tacky drive-in movie way. It was so close. It is unbelievably violent, which is great. Super fun. And the humor is all cheesy, and they're all terrible actors, you know, and you don't care at all. But the last half hour, it's, you know, I mean, the idea is the Foo Fighters go to this mansion in Encino to record their album, and it's possessed, you know, there's supernatural forces, blah, blah, blah. But the movie then takes like the last half hour seriously. Like, we're actually making a horror movie here. And you go,
when did that happen?
That doesn't jibe with the hour I just sat through, but okay. But the first hour is really good. Dave Grohl's having a blast. Taylor Hawkins is actually pretty charming. He could have a movie career. He's all right. So, no, it's good for what it is.
And I was devastated because I didn't see it. I went to see how it did at the box office.
Uh-huh.
It was in eighth place behind the Jennifer Lopez Marry Me, which has been streaming on Peacock for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it made like, what, $1 million
not
or something?
There will not be a sequel.
Like on two stops on a tour.
Was it essentially a Monkees episode?
Yeah, you had it right. Yeah. I actually quote you in this.
Ah.
You're the friend I reference who said it was going to be a Monkees episode.
Did I say that or did Dave?
I don't know. I thought it was you.
Well, we're both his friends. It doesn't matter.
You share the glory.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll take the credit.
Indeed.
You also saw Cyrano, which is a musical of Cyrano de Bergerac.
Cyrano de Bergerac, yes, with Peter Dinklage as the guy who formerly had a very long nose and doesn't anymore. And now he's a dwarf. It's good. It's solid. It's charming. The only thing I wasn't crazy about was that it is a musical, and I'd say
didn't need to be.
I'd say 2 out of 12 songs are good, maybe. It's by I mentioned last week. I thought it was the music by The Weeknd, but it's by The National, which I don't know.
Oh yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. So a couple of them were pretty decent. Aside from that, they're backup, they're noise. You know, it's like, it didn't have to happen because the dramatic scenes are really quite good. And it's romantic and Haley Bennett's good and Kelvin Harrison's good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was solid.
So it was good. Just you would have liked it.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage is great. And that casting is so smart. I mean, if you're not going to make him self-conscious because he's got the long nose, you have a different reason for him to say, I can't possibly love this woman. So
there's no Roxanne, though, huh?
There is a Roxanne. Yes. Oh, yeah. That's Hayley Bennett.
Are you referring to the Steve Martin movie?
Oh, no. If only. Gosh, that movie's good. I haven't seen that in years. That's streaming anywhere? I should watch that.
The only movie opening this week would be The Batman.
But, man, that thing is... I had forgotten that Matt Reeves was directing it, who's tremendous, did the two really good Planet of the Apes movies and a fantastic vampire movie called Let Me In about 10 years ago.
Oh, I remember you raving about Let Me In.
Whoa, it's so good. I just watched that again a few weeks back. Yeah.
What was Let Me In?
That's about a little boy, like a 12-year-old boy who's bullied at school and falls in love with a vampire who moves into his building. Hmm. She's also 12. Oh. And yeah, and so it's a romance with a vampire, and she kills bullies. It's great. Mm. It's really good. Cast, too, though, in Batman. Yeah.
I read that Reeves has actually a four-hour cut of this movie.
Oof.
And that'll be released at
Release
some
the
point.
Snyder cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
We'll see it.
He was happiest with the four-hour cut, and then he realized, I can't put a four-hour movie, a Batman movie.
No, you can't.
No one's going to put up with that. No. The fact that it's 3 hours...
Yeah, and good for him for not splitting it in half.
Right.
Also, so it's like I'd rather take the 3 hours than two hours for sure.
Well, we'll find out what Mike thinks of The Batman.
The Batman.
When we read his reviews online at rcreader.com and in the pages of the River City Reader.
So that's
Reader.
It. Just the blockbuster. Then.
That's all we got. Okay. There's not even anything in Iowa City that's opening in the Art Film Center. It's Batman or bust.
And so. I see is limited releases. For a long time.
I think next week is also empty.
Yeah.
I think they're just getting out of Batman's way
That's
for a couple of weeks.
That's probably smart.
Which makes sense. Yeah, well, especially if you saw what Spider-Man did. I mean, nobody went to anything else. So, yeah, it's a business decision. It's smart. It makes my job easier.
What are the crowds like at the theater now?
Well, Spider-Man was huge.
Yeah.
Sing 2, I saw with a really packed family audience.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I think there were... three of us at Studio 666,
yeah,
maybe. Each individual's all looking individually creepy. You're like, yeah, it's just me.
Yeah.
Can I sit by you?
Couldn't get anyone else to go see the Foo Fighters.
I fell next to me.
Yeah. So it's light, but it won't be for Batman, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I have a feeling at the end of this weekend, we're going to be talking about a massive number for the box office, although not as massive because...
3 hours.
When it's 3 hours long, it can't make as much money.
Indeed. Unless you put it on 7 screens, which, of course, they are.
I guess. Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Hollywood.
They'll make that happen.
Yeah.